in each outing. See if he gets a bulk of the work out of the pen today in relief of Thomas Burns. The 2-2 misses low and out for ball three. The second start and outing for Thomas Burns as a Raptor is finalized. Two innings pitched, a hit allowed, two runs, one earned, five walks, five strikeouts. 62 pitches for the Arizona State Sun Devil this afternoon. 3-2 to Anderson is fouled away down the right field line. Casey Burfield still on the mound for Lacrosse through two innings. He's been efficient. 26 pitches thrown, two hits allowed, two earned runs, no walks, no strikeouts thus far. Another 3-2 coming here. The wind blowing out at Witter Field. Krusenberry's delivery popped up. Stripling ditches the mask behind home plate. Coming back within the field of play, the wind, there it is, right on cue. Stripling positioned himself right out in front of the netting of the home plate club. That one blowing back about 15 feet directly behind the batter's box from where Anderson is standing. Anderson went down swinging back in the first inning, his first at-bat of the ballgame. Lacrosse sent eight up to the plate in the second, Anderson being the lone logger to not have a plate appearance in that frame. The 3-2 yet again. That one shot back up the middle. It's through for a base hit. Anderson aboard a leadoff single. It is the second consecutive inning where the leadoff batter has reached for Lacrosse. Bring up the right-handed hitting third baseman Elijah Ekes. Ekes drew a four-pitch walk in his first plate appearance. Later came in to score the first run of the ballgame just a frame ago. On deck is our beer batter here this afternoon at Witter Field on the first matinee ball game of the season. The seven-hitter playing right field, Simon Long. First pitch from Krusenberry to Ekes. Right down the chute, taken for strike one. Looking at the pitching staff of the Raptors as Krusenberry set on the first base side of the rubber, bouncing off first. Is Anderson the 0-1. That fastball misses up and out for a ball. One-one the count, nobody down. On first is Anderson. Prior to the next delivery, a pickoff from Krusenberry almost got wide of Schaefer trying to check in at first base. Krusenberry, the 6'3 junior, was one of three qualified arms at Campbellsville University in the 2024 season. 12 outings, 11 starts, so he also made one singular relief appearance in his spring. Another pickoff move to check in on Anderson prior to the 1-1. A 6-3 record Krusenberry held through 59 in a third innings. Opponents didn't fare well against Krusenberry, a .216 batting average against .379 earned run average and a .138 whip as the 1-1 breaking ball misses low. Two balls and a strike here on Ekes out of the sixth spot in this Lacrosse order. In college for Krusenberry, this spring tossed two complete games. Both were seven-inning affairs. The 2-1. This one hit in the air down the first baseline in foul territory. Schaefer giving chase, as is Boston. Grayson Schaefer! Makes the grab, sliding on his knees over the shoulder. That's a pretty play for the BYU Cougar, and it's the first out here in this third inning. Krusenberry a pitch away from getting the Raptors back into the dugout if he can induce a ground ball here from Simon Long. Long a base hit in his first at-bat of the ballgame a frame ago. Later came in to score to make it 2-0 loggers. Out of those aforementioned two seven-inning complete games for Krusenberry, he had seven frames of no earned run ball against Georgetown back on the 13th of April. Two hits, one earned run, three walks, and five punch-outs. Season high in strikeouts came against Cumberland in Tennessee back on the 24th of March. Struck out 13 in 5 2/3 innings did Krusenberry. Runner takes off on the first pitch. Stripling's throw down to second. Not in time. That throw was on the money from Stripling, but just getting in under the tag, sliding in feet first safely was Luke Anderson. He'll stay on second base with one down here in the third. Two runs on two hits and no errors for the visiting loggers. Two runs on two hits and an error for your hometown Raptors here in the finale of a three-game homestand at Witter Field. Raptors on the road tomorrow night at Copeland Park, finishing off this home-and-home with the loggers, and then they'll head to Green Bay on Tuesday for the first time this year. 0-1 pitch, breaking ball. Hits softly on the ground on the left side, charging in the shortstop McIntosh. Scoops and throws to first in time. Long goes down 6-3. Anderson advances on the putout, and that's where he'll stay with two down in this top half of the third inning. For the Raptors in the bottom half of the third inning, it'll be 9-1-2 due up. Matt Brandt, and then back to the top of the order with Miles Vandenhoevel and Trotter Boston. And it's the DH for the Loggers, the younger brother of Jared Kelenic, JT Kelenic, drew a six-pitch walk in his first plate appearance an inning ago. Grusenberry out of the stretch, dealing with some traffic as the first pitch is tapped foul down the third baseline by Kelenic. No Jack Matthey in the lineup tonight for Wisconsin Rapids. Had just joined the team back a few days ago. Last night was the DH and hit third. Reached twice, but gets the Sunday off. Hope to see Jack back in the lineup tomorrow night. The 0-1 from Grusenberry misses high to even up the count at a ball and a strike on the lacrosse-designated hitter. Gabe Mitchell, the switch-hitting shortstop, is on deck. Ryan Kucherek, the top of the order, and the third time around to follow for lacrosse. Couple of steps off third is Anderson. The 1-1 to Kelenic is fouled back to the screen. It's now a ball and two strikes with two down here in the third. Last night's game for the Raptors and the Mallards, a combined 11 pitchers used between the two teams. Six for Madison, five for Wisconsin Rapids, all 11 being right-handed. The three pitchers in the fray so far today have been right-handed, as well as a 1-2 breaking ball. Low and outside, Kelenic chases for strike three. Grusenberry works a scoreless third inning, leaving the leadoff single to Luke Anderson on third base. We head to the home half of the third, 2-2 the score. You're listening to Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Construction again.
Thanks for tuning in to WFHR. The Birthday and Anniversary Club is sponsored by El Cafe Restaurant.
Really, man? It is hot. I'm stuck in traffic. Now I'm hungry.
Don't let your hunger monster win today. Feed it with a carnita burrito or taco.
That sounds really good right now.
El Cafe in Fort Edwards, where your hunger problem is a taco away.
Yeah, probably closed with all this construction.
Just go west on Verbunker, then south on 3rd until you get to 221 Market Avenue in Fort Edwards, Wisconsin.
Well, that was easy. Now that is a burrito.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Matt Brandt to lead off this home half of the third inning from historic Witter Field on your home of the Raptors. WFHR, Andy Yockum from Raptor Radio, your voice of the Raptors this summer in the 15th season of the team. And the 31st Northwoods League season. Thanks so much for hanging out with me this afternoon on a beautiful Sunday afternoon in Wisconsin Rapids. Matt Brandt facing the right-hander Casey Burfield to begin this third inning, fouling away the first pitch seen down the first baseline. Two runs on two hits, no errors for the Raptors. Two runs on two hits and an error. The Loggers so far as the 0-1 pitch misses low and outside. Flip the errors, I stand corrected. No errors for the visitors, one error for your Raptors in the very early going. 1-1, swung on and missed by Brandt. It's now 1-2. Brandt, this is his sixth game played in. Last played at Madison, came off the bench on June 5th. His last start was at Wausau last Saturday. 1-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Four-pitch punch-out of Brandt from Burfield to begin this third inning. It's the first strikeout for Burfield here this afternoon, and it'll bring up Miles Vandenhoevel back to the top of the Raptor order for the Eastern Arizona College freshman from Scottsdale, Arizona. VandenHeuvel flew out to center field to begin the ball game offensively for the Raptors over to Derek Mitchell back in the bottom of the first. First pitch misses for ball one on VandenHeuvel. Miles, a rare day off yesterday. As mentioned, this is now game 12. In the first 10 games, he was the leadoff batter for Kirk Schreider in every battle. 1-0 breaking ball in there for a called strike from the home plate umpire, William Jett. VandenHeuvel's last game, he brought in the only two runs for the Raptors on Friday against Madison. Had a two-run blast to left center field in the bottom of the third inning in that ballgame. 1-1 from Burfield. Bounces over the glove of the catcher Davis for ball two. VandenHeuvel 9-for-37 so far in 10 games. A .243 average. That aforementioned home run with 8 RBIs. Has drawn 10 walks and has stolen 5 bases. As the 2-1 pitch is on the inside corner for a called strike. Had a multi-hit game against Wausau on the road in that 17-10 loss last Saturday. 3-for-5 was VandenHeuvel with a double and 3 runs driven in. The 2-2 from Burfield. Breaking ball. Got him looking. VandenHeuvel frozen. The second strikeout in as many batters for Burfield and on the ball game. 2 up, 2 down here in the third. To bring up Trotter Boston, who's 0-for-1 with a ground out over to second. Back in the first. Boston's been fun to watch in his 11 games. The Tabor College shortstop has also spent some time at second base. That's where he is today. 13 for his first 42, a .310 average, 5 doubles, 7 RBIs. The first pitch to Boston hit on a hop over to first, picked out of the glove by Wattis. He'll take it to the bag himself, 3 unassisted, 3 up, 3 down for the Raptors here in the third. We are through 3. Here at historic Witter Field, Tristan Krusenberry back out to the mound for the top of the fourth inning. He gets the 9-1-2 spots in the logger order. You're listening to Raptor Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we... What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
It's the top of the fourth inning from historic Witter Field. Tristan Krusenberry towing the rubber for his second inning of relief work. Andy Ockham, your voice, the Raptors on WFHR. 2-2 the score. The lacrosse loggers setting up the 9-1-2 spots to the plate here in this inning. As we had our inside the park home run fan running the base challenge, a lengthy trot around the bases, Bryson Stripling, the Raptor catcher, getting run into by the young Raptor fan, scoring after his hit on the infield. Two runs on two hits and no errors for the Loggers. Two runs on two hits and an error for your Raptors. Krusenberry working a scoreless third inning, facing just one over the minimum in the fourth, allowed a leadoff single to the five-hitter Luke Anderson, but set down the next three logger hitters he faced, leaving Anderson on third and keeping this game tied at two. It's the switch-hitting shortstop Gable Mitchell from the left side to begin this fourth inning. First pitch to Mitchell's on the outside corner for a called strike. Mitchell not pleased with that delivery. It appeared to look a couple balls off the plate, but Krusenberry using the expanded zone to his advantage. The 0-1 count. Misses down to make it 1-1. Mitchell went down swinging back in the second inning. He's 0-1 today. On deck, back to the top of the order, Ryan Kucherek. Zach Wattis, the first baseman to follow. The 1-1. Bounced in there on the inside corner, missing by Krusenberry for ball two. Unfortunate that the sun has left us here at Winterfield this afternoon. Some overcast and slightly cloudy. Still a beautiful afternoon for baseball. The second Sunday matinee the Raptors have played in this year and the first here in Wisconsin Rapids. The 2-1. Mitchell skies this one down the third baseline beyond the Raptor dugout, hitting the top of the grandstands, protecting the fans here at Winterfield. Count evens, two balls and two strikes on the locker shortstop. Two-two pitch coming here from Krusenberry, the payoff. Speared on the ground over to short glove by McIntosh. The Alabama State Hornet fires across the diamond in time for a 6-3 putout in the first out of this top half of the fourth inning. It'll bring up Ryan Kucherek for the third time today. Kucherek 0-2 with a pair of swinging strikeouts in the first and second innings. Hitting from the right side, the second baseman looking to find the base paths for the first time today in just his second game with the Loggers this summer. First pitch to him from Krusenberry, misses inside for ball one. Each team putting up two runs in the second frame. Swing and a miss on that 1-0 from Tristan Krusenberry. The freshman shortstop, ranked number two in Arizona by Perfect Game for the high school class of 2023, takes a 1-1 fastball from Krusenberry right down the chute for a called strike. Hamilton High School in Chandler, Arizona, was a .325 career batting average in high school for Kucherek. Swing and a miss on the 1-2 breaking ball outside. He's down on strikes. Two up, two down. Here in the fourth, it's the second strikeout for Tristan Krusenberry out of the pen. It'll bring up Zach Wattis, the left-handed hitting first baseman. From TCU, Wattis, another Chandler, Arizona native. Started in two games and had four appearances. Both starts at TCU came at first base this past year for Wattis as Krusenberry fires in a first pitch strike right down the heart of the plate. Collegiate debut came at Globe Life Field, home of the Texas Rangers, back on March 3rd against USC as the 0-1 misses low to even the count at 1-1. First career hit at the college level for Wattis. How about this? A home run in one of his two starts against UT Arlington to begin the month of April, April 2nd. For the first-year Horned Frog is the 1-1 tap foul out in front of the Logger dugout. Count now a ball and two strikes. Last start in Big 12 play and on the season came on April 6th against the Cincinnati Bearcats. Hamilton High School teammates with the hitter above him in the lineup today, Ryan Kucherek. 1-2 pitch, misses inside. Count evens, two balls and two strikes. Two outs, nobody aboard here in the top of the fourth inning for the Raptors. In the bottom of the inning, 3-4-5, due up Jorge Degatti, Grayson Schaefer, and Kyler McIntosh. 2-2 coming here. 10 on the pitch clock from Krusenberry. It misses inside. Count's been worked full from Wattis in his third plate appearance. Wattis in two plate appearances. Trying to get on for the first time, but the 3-2 is swung on and missed. Strike three to Wattis. Back-to-back punch-outs from Krusenberry to retire the side. A 1-2-3 inning for the right-hander. We remain tied at 2-2, heading to the home half of the fourth inning from historic Winterfield. You're listening to Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Jorge Degatti to lead off this home half of the fourth inning from historic Winter Field on this Sunday matinee. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters, back here on WFHR. It'll be Jorge Degatti, as mentioned, following Grayson Schaefer and Kyler McIntosh. Degatti out of the three spot playing right field for a second straight game for Wisconsin Rapids. Grounded out to the shortstop, Gable Mitchell, to end the first inning in his first at-bat of the game. Both runs for each team coming in the top and bottom of the second inning. The right-hander, Casey Burfield, back to work, firing a first-pitch fastball inside, taken for ball one from Degatti. Burfield, the right-hander, a quick worker. Front-door breaking ball missing low and inside. Two balls and no strikes on Jorge Degatti, the returning Rafter who played in 39 games a season ago, led the team in batting average. Here's the 2-0. Now it bounced in there, losing his glove in the process. The catcher, Davison, that one almost took a hop up here to press row. Three balls and no strikes on the leadoff man in this inning for Wisconsin Rapids. The 3-0 called a strike right down the middle to Degatti. He's ready to rock and roll here on this 3-1 count. Out of the windup, Birchfield's payoff. Misses inside for ball four, a five-pitch walk drawn from Degatti to begin this fourth inning. Schaefer coming up. One for one, a leadoff single back in the second inning. Later came in to score the first run of the ballgame for the Rafters on a Jake Beauchesne sack fly. McIntosh on deck, Beauchesne to follow in this home half of the fourth inning. First pitch to Schaefer, misses inside for a ball. For the Loggers, when we get to the fifth, it'll be their 3-4-5 spots due up. A couple of switch hitters and then Luke Anderson. Luke Davis, Derek Mitchell, and then Anderson in the 3-4-5 positions. 1-0. Swing and a miss into the glove of Davis, the catcher, to make it 1-1. One the count. Each team still searching for their third hit of the afternoon. Beginning of a home-and-home between the Rafters and the Loggers early in June. The 1-1 pitch swung on and missed on an elevated fastball for strike two. Back pick from Davis. Checking in on Degatti. He slides in safely. Looking at the other time these two teams will see each other, it's right before the All-Star break in July. July 20th, a Saturday here at Winter Field. And then on Sunday, a 5:05 first pitch at Copeland Park. 1-2 pitch, hit on the screws, back up the middle, it's through for a base hit. Grayson Schaefer, 2-for-2 with a pair of base knocks so far this afternoon. They're cooking, 2-on, nobody out in the home half of the fourth inning. Kyler McIntosh had his first extra base hit as a Rafter in his most recent at-bat, and the only other one he's had in this ballgame. It was a double in the second inning and later came in to score. Notorious B.I.G. McIntosh's walk-up song is a chance to give the Rafters the lead for the first time this afternoon. It's my yard card pick today. It's the first pitch to him. Misses inside for a ball. Continue to talk about his time in Alabama State. McIntosh, some two-way action. Don't know if we'll see him pitch this summer, but was an over 300 hitter in 48 games as a position player this past spring. Here comes the 1-0. McIntosh in the air, left field. That sends Anderson back. It's going to one-hop the wall. Degatti's in to score. Schaefer to third. Two for two with two doubles. Kyler McIntosh. It's a 3-2 Raptor lead. A nice round of applause. Listen to this crowd here at Raptor Field this afternoon. Two ducks on the pond for Jake Beauchesne, last night's hero. Two home runs and two diving plays in center field for the San Clemente, California native. McIntosh's double, his second of the game. He's got two of the four Raptor hits. Onati on deck, Stripling to follow. First lead of the day for Wisconsin Rapids. In on the corner is Wattis, the third baseman. EK is the other corner, playing back as the first pitch break mall's in there for a called strike on Beauchesne. McIntosh on second, Schaefer on third, the 1-0. Beauchesne pops this one foul beyond the first base grandstand. So just four total games between lacrosse and your Raptors this summer. As mentioned, won't see them again until right before the All-Star break in the second half of the season. The 0-2. Check swing. Did he go around on the appeal? No, says the first base umpire and crew chief, Shem Martin. Count moves 1-2. Now the entire infield in for lacrosse. Kucherick, the second baseman, Mitchell as well over at short. The only one playing back is the third baseman, EK. The 1-2 from Burfield, missing low and out for ball two. Burfield about to throw his 52nd pitch of the ball game here. Beauchesne's sack fly back in the second frame got the scoring started for Wisconsin Rapids this afternoon. The 2-2 coming. Hit in the air, left field, and driven well. Anderson back, out in front of the warning track. He makes the grab. Schaefer tagging McIntosh as well. The throw into third. Not in time. He's in there safely, and Grayson Schaefer scores. Two plate appearances, two sack flies for Jake Beauchesne. The Raptors pad their lead to 4-2. Little whoop. There it is for Beauchesne. Driving in runs no matter how. 90 feet away is Kyler McIntosh for the left-handed hitting Mason Onati. One out here in this inning. Another chance to drive in some more runs against the right-hander on the rubber for lacrosse. First pitch misses out in the right-handed batter's box to the Tulane product for ball one. Stripling on deck. Grant to follow. We're at the bottom third of the Raptor order right here. 3-4-3 fielder's choice in his first plate appearance today. Scored the game-tying run at 2 in the second off the glove of Zach Wattis as the 1-0 pitch fouled back, evens the count at a ball and a strike. David Fries, 8-4, lacrosse loggers. Kirk Schreider's 5-6, Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. The Raptors looking to win two straight and even up at 6-6 through their first 12 games. 1-1 the count. The next pitch to Onati. This is on the outside corner for ball two. We look across the divisions here in the Northwoods League. The Great Lakes East led by the 8-4 Rockford Rivets. They're just half a game ahead of the 7-4 Battle Creek Battle Jacks. A couple of 7-5 teams that are a game out of first place being the Kenosha Kingfish and the Traverse City Pittsbetters. The 2-1 to Onati hit back up the middle. That's going to get through for a base hit. McIntosh is in to score. Mason Onati an RBI single. It's 5-2 Raptors. Three runs scored here in the fourth for Wisconsin Rapids. One out with a runner on first for Bryson Stripling. Stripling a ground out to the shortstop Mitchell in his first at bat of the ballgame back in the second. The first pitch to the right-handed hitting Stripling from Burfield misses inside for a ball. On deck is Matt Brandt, top of the order, Miles Vandenhoevel to follow. We were talking about the Great Lakes East Division as Stripling fouls back this 1-1 delivery. Kalamazoo 6-5 after the 7-5 teams. They're a game and a half out of first. The 5-7 Royal Oak Leprechauns, three back in the 1-10 Kokomo Jackrabbits, 6.5 games out of first place behind the Rockford Rivets. Our own division here in the Great Lakes West, led by the 10-2 Wausau Woodchucks, they're 2.5 games ahead of the team they play tonight. On the road against the 7-4 Madison Mallards, 3.5 back are the 6-5 Lakeshore Chinooks as the 1-1 to Stripling foul back to the screen. It's now a ball and two strikes on the Raptor backstop. Your Raptors come in at fourth place, a 5-6 record, 4.5 out of first place. Fond du Lac at 5.5 out with a 4-7 record, and Green Bay rounding out the bunch at 2-9. It's 7.5 games behind the Woodchucks. 1-2 pitch. This one misses outside. The throw down to second is in time to get Onati. Correction, that 1-2 pitch on the outside corner was called a strike. So it's a strike him out, throw him out, double play to end the fourth inning. Three runs scored by the Raptors. They lead for the first time this afternoon by a score of 5-2. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. You're listening to Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now, that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. Whether it's music or anything else, I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Having low income can mean making tough choices, choosing between paying for food or medication, or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. Tax.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Raptor baseball back in the top of the fifth inning from historic Winter Field. Andy Ockermere, voice of the Raptors. First pitch.
I told the truth.
From Tristan Krusenberry to the left-handed hitting. Luke Davis slapped out into left field the opposite way. And it
if
is
you're
hauled
an LGBTQ plus veteran,
pitch,
your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
And Mason Onati's RBI single made it 5-2. The first pitch to the cleanup hitter Derek Mitchell fouled back. Count begins 0-1 on the LSU product. Mitchell's 0-2 today, went down looking in the first, grounded back out to the first baseman Schaefer, who flipped to the bag, and Thomas Burns covering in time to end the second inning. 0-1 breaking ball right down the chute. Mitchell takes strike two. One out. Set is Krusenberry. Here it comes. Foul back. Count remains 0-2 on Derek Mitchell. Bases are empty with one down here in the frame. Krusenberry set the payoff. Misses low and inside for ball one. Two runs on two hits, no errors for the Loggers. Five runs on five hits and an error for your Raptors. For Wisconsin Rapids, due up in the home half of the fifth inning. 9-1-2 for a second time in this ballgame. Matt Brandt, Miles Vandenhoovel, and Trotter Boston. The 1-2 pitch. This is outside to even up the count at 2-2. Casey Burfield, the right-hander for lacrosse. 4 innings, 60 pitches, 5 hits, 5 runs, all have earned. 1 walk and 3 strikeouts as the 2-2 breaking ball on the back door misses from Krusenberry. The count's been worked full by Mitchell in his third plate appearance this afternoon. We'll see if Burfield gets into the fifth. If not, we'll go to the Logger bullpen for the final 5 innings of this one. 3-2 the count, payoff from Krusenberry. Breaking ball, popped up shallow center field. Vandenhoovel coming in on it, calling off Kyler McIntosh. Miles will make the grab, 2 up, 2 down, both via flyouts here in the fifth. Here in the PA here at Witter Field. All 72 games right here on WFHR with myself, Andy Ockham. Thanks so much for hanging out with me this afternoon. Our second Sunday game in the first year at Witter Field in this 2024 at Northwoods League season. First pitch to Luke Anderson from Krusenberry, rolled on the ground over to short glove by McIntosh. The throw to first is in time. Tristan Krusenberry, 6 up, 6 down in his last 2 innings out of the pen. He's worked 3 scoreless in relief here this afternoon in Wisconsin Rapids. 5-2 the score, 9-1-2 due up in the home half of the inning. You're listening to Raptor Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, or on your Civic Media apps. Either way, it's on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Casey Burfield out for the 5th inning of work for the right-hander. Raptors lead the Loggers 5-2 here from historic Witter Field. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors, back here with you on WFHR. It's game 12 and home game 7 of this 2024 at Northwoods League season. The first pitch to Matt Brandt, a high chopper on the ground over to third. Gloved by EKs, the throw to first, dug out by Wattis in time. 1 pitch, 1 out for Burfield here in the home half of the 5th inning. Looking for a place to stay this summer in Wisconsin Rapids, trying to catch one of the final 29 games here at Witter Field. Look no further than our friends at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. First pitch, back to the top of the order with Miles Vandenhoovel's there for a called strike. Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions. Bring your cats, bring your dogs, bring your family pets to the Wisconsin Rapids area this summer. Big city quality, small-town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. The 0-1 pitch, check swing from Vandenhoovel. Either way, it's there for a called strike on the outside corner from home plate umpire William Jett. Count moves 0-2. Vandenhoovel 0-2 today, a flyout to Derek Mitchell in center field back in the first, most recently went down looking in the third frame. The 0-2 pitch misses outside for ball 1 on the Raptor center fielder. Trotter Boston on deck, Jorge Degatti to follow in this 5th inning. The Raptors put up 2 in the second, 3 in the 4th so far. 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, got him chasing. Vandenhoevel down on strikes for the second time this afternoon. Two up, two down for the right-hander Burfield here in the fifth. 0-2 is Trotter Boston thus far. A ground out to second base back at the first. Most recently grounded out, three unassisted over to Zach Wattis at first to end the third inning. Trotter, a great night last night, though. His fifth double of the season, followed up with a three-run homer to dead center field against Madison, made it 9-2 Raptors at the time. First pitch from Burfield to Boston misses high for ball one. The right-hander out of the windup's a quick worker. We've learned that so far as his 1-0 to Boston. Swung on and missed. It's 1-1. One one the count. The right-hander Burfield rocks and fires. That one misses outside. 6-7-8 to open the sixth inning for the Loggers when we get there. EKs, Long, and Kelnick. Tristan Krusenberry, three scoreless out of the pen for the Raptors. 2-1 breaking ball. Swinging over the top of that one is Boston. Count evens up, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Raptors trying to extend this inning with two down. Burfield, the payoff. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball in the outside corner. Boston chases. Two punch outs for Burfield here in the fifth inning. He is through five here at Winterfield, but the Raptors lead at 5-2. We head to the sixth here in Wisconsin Rapids. You're listening to Raptor Baseball on your home of the Raptors, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
With combined decades of experience, the team at ProSeamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. ProSeamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Raptor baseball back here for the top of inning number six from historic Witter Field. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors on WFHR, back with you. 5-2 this score. The Raptors are looking to even up on the season. A win today would move them to 6-6. 6-7-8 due up for lacrosse in this frame. Elijah Ekes, the right-handed hitting third baseman to begin against Tristan Krusenberry, who's working in his fourth relief inning this afternoon. The right-hander's first pitch to Ekes misses inside for a ball. 2 runs on 2 hits. No errors for the visitors. And for your Raptors, 5 runs on 5 hits. And an error so far this afternoon. On deck is Timon Long, the right fielder, JT Kelnick to follow. The 1-0 pitch misses outside for ball two. This upcoming pitch for Krusenberry will be pitch number 45, now entering 3-plus frames. He's allowed 1 hit, no runs, no walks, and 3 strikeouts in relief of Thomas Burns this afternoon, the 2-0. Hit on the ground, foul down the third base line. Thomas Burns to start, making his second start with the Raptors after towing the rubber to begin the ballgame at Madison on Wednesday through 2 innings today and 62 pitches. 1 hit allowed, 2 runs, one of which was earned. 5 walks for the Arizona State Sun Devil, and he struck out 5 Logger hitters. The 2-1. That one's in there for a called strike. Working the inside corner is Krusenberry, and it's to perfection. Count evens 2-2. Carlos Anziani, the right-hander throwing down the line for Wisconsin Rapids, could be the third arm used in Mike Spear's pitching staff this afternoon. The 2-2 from Krusenberry. Breaking ball hit in the air, shallow right field. Coming in on it is Jorge Degatti. He's there to make the grab for the first out of the inning. He'll bring up Timon Long out of the seventh spot. The right-handed hitting left fielder is 1-for-2 today. Had a base hit his first at-bat back in the second and came in to score. Most recently, a ground out to the shortstop Kyler McIntosh in the third. Both teams plating two runs in the second inning, two in the top half, two in the bottom half, and then three for the Rafters in the fourth to give them the lead. First pitch from Krusenberry to Long misses inside for a ball. Lacrosse runs scoring on one walked in from the right-hander Burns. Control being an issue in the second frame for the Hortonville, Wisconsin native as the 1-0 is swung on and missed by Long to even the count at 1-1. The Rafters scoring two runs of their own in the bottom half of the second on a leadoff single from Grayson Schaefer. McIntosh then doubled, setting up a Jake Beauchesne sack fly, and Mason Onati hit to a fielder's choice to knot it up at two apiece. The 1-1 swung on and missed. A breaking ball from Krusenberry makes it a ball and two strikes. Three runs scored in the fourth for the Rafters mentioned, an RBI double for Kyler McIntosh, another sack fly from Jake Beauchesne, and an RBI single for Mason Onati to make it 5-2. 1-2 the count on Long, one out, nobody on. The payoff from Krusenberry, got him looking. A fastball right down the chute, freezing Long. Two up, two down here in the sixth inning. It'll bring up JT Kelenic in two plate appearances today. Drew a six-pitch walk to begin his afternoon in the second. Most recently went down swinging against Krusenberry in the first inning. Tristan threw, that being the top of the third. Krusenberry has been fantastic so far. Looking to have another 1-2-3 inning. He's retired now. The last nine batters he's faced as the first pitch swung on and missed by Kelenic. No balls and a strike to begin his third plate appearance. Looking to make it 10 in a row is Krusenberry. And four scoreless out of the bullpen. The 0-1. Foul tip in and out of the glove of Stripling. Way ahead now in the driver's seat is Krusenberry out on the hill. No balls and two strikes on the logger designated hitter. For the Rafters in the home half of inning number six, it'll be Jorge Degatti, Grayson Schaefer, and Kyler McIntosh. 3-4-5. 0-2. Krusenberry about to throw his 54th pitch of the afternoon. Here it comes. He got him swinging. Krusenberry fired up as he pounces off the mound. He has retired the last 10 lacrosse hitters he's faced. Four scoreless out of the bullpen for Krusenberry. We head to the home half of the sixth inning from historic Winter Field. 5-2 the score on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Construction again.
Thanks for tuning in to WFHR. The Birthday and Anniversary Club is sponsored by El Cafe Restaurant.
Really, man? It is hot. I'm stuck in traffic. Now I'm hungry.
Don't let your hunger monster win today. Feed it with a carnita burrito or taco.
That sounds really good right now.
El Cafe in Fort Edwards, where your hunger problem is a taco away.
Yeah, probably closed with all this construction.
Just go west on Verbunker, then south on 3rd until you get to 221 Market Avenue in Fort Edwards, Wisconsin.
Well, that was easy. Now that is a burrito.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
If you dig into the history of the LGBTQ plus movement in our state, you may be surprised by what you find. The first public call to get rid of restrictions against gay people was discussed by Wisconsin officials in 1966, not long after voters elect several openly gay leaders for the first time. But a 1982 law stands out as Wisconsin becomes the first state to prohibit discrimination in employment, housing, and public accommodations on the basis of sexual orientation. An extraordinary history of Wisconsin pride. I'm Terry Barr.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Another inning for the starter of the Lacrosse Loggers Casey Burfield as we enter the home half of inning number six at historic Witter Field. 5-2 the score. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters, back here with you on WFHR. The Rafters having two multi-run innings, propelling them to a lead on this Sunday matinee, the first Sunday afternoon ball game at Witter Field in this 2024 Northwoods League season. The 5-6 Rafters, the 8-4 Loggers, beginning a home-and-home that will conclude tomorrow night at Copeland Park, the home of the Loggers. Jorge Degatti to lead off the inning against Burfield. First pitch swinging, skies this one in the air, shallow right field. Coming in on it is Timon Long. He'll make the grab for the first out of the inning. One pitch, one out for Burfield. Here in the sixth, he worked a 1-2-3 fifth inning in efficient fashion. Under 10 pitches thrown in that inning that allowed him to get into the fifth, and he may even get past the sixth if he's efficient here as well. Got some claps from the crowd here for some Billy Squire, Grayson Schaefer, a movement we're trying to start here in the press box. The BYU first baseman takes a first pitch breaking ball right over the heart of the plate from the right-hander Burfield. Count begins 0-1. Schaefer, 2-for-2 today with a pair of singles in the second and fourth inning. He has scored two of the five Raptor runs. Check swing on that pitch, low and outside. Schaefer does go around, though, says the home plate umpire William Jett. Way ahead here is Burfield, an 0-2 count on the Raptor cleanup hitter. The payoff. That one bounced in there right off the chest protector of Davis. Count moves to a ball and a strike on Grayson Schaefer. Kyler McIntosh on deck. Him and Schaefer have scored four of the five Raptor runs this afternoon. Jake Beauchesne will follow. The 1-2 pitch. That one missing outside. Count evens, two balls and two strikes. Two runs on two hits, no errors for the Loggers. Five runs on five hits and an error for your Raptors so far. The 2-2 misses inside. Schaefer's worked the count from 0-2 to full. We look across the Northwoods League on this second Sunday of the season. Traverse City, well ahead of Battle Creek on the road. MCCU Field, it's 11-0 Pittsbitters in the top of the eighth. 3-2 pitch, hit on a line into center field. That chases Mitchell back. It'll one-hop the fence. It was hit so hard off the bat that Schaefer can just round first and retreat back. It is a long single for Schaefer. 3-for-3 with three base knocks so far today. It'll bring up Kyler McIntosh. A pair of doubles for the Alabama State shortstop so far today. Entered today with two hits as a Raptor in four games, both being singles, collecting his first extra base hits with the club in the second and fourth innings, later coming in to score. The second one being an RBI knock in the fourth. Schaefer, a step off the first base back. The first pitch to McIntosh. Popped in the air, right center field. Derek Mitchell calling off Long in the gap to make the grab for the second out of the frame. Bring up Jake Beauchesne, who is still looking to record his first official at-bat of the ballgame. Beauchesne sack flies in the second and fourth innings. The San Clemente, California native and Saddleback College Bobcat will step in with a runner on first and one out. For the Loggers, 9-1-2 due up when we get to the seventh as the first pitch to Beauchesne hit in the air down the first baseline. Wattis giving chase. That stays in the field of play, but is foul. Count begins 0-1 on the Raptor left fielder this afternoon. We continue to look around the league. Green Bay and Lakeshore. It's 5-4 Chinooks at Moonlight Graham Field in the top of the sixth inning. Rockers looking for their third win of the season and to avoid double-digit losses 13 games in. Top five at Simmons Field were knotted up between the Rockford Rivets and the Kenosha Kingfish at 4-4. 0-1 breaking ball. Beauchesne hits that one in the hole between short and third. It's through for a base hit. Beauchesne 1-for-1 today. Two aboard with two down in the home half of the sixth inning. Schaefer to second. Two on, two down for the seven hitter, Mason Onati. Onati, a 3-4-3 putout that scored the second and game-tying run of the ballgame back in the second inning. An RBI knock to right field for Mason back in the fourth. Nobody holding on Beauchesne at first. Onati with a runner out, scoring position. That knock for Jake, the seventh hit of the day for Wisconsin Rapids. First pitch misses low and outside for ball one on the Powell, Ohio native. On deck is Bryson Stripling, Matt Brandt to follow. We're in the bottom third of the Raptor order. Waterloo and Eau Claire, it's the Bucks jumping on the express early on the road at Carson Park. Top two, it is 8-0 Waterloo. Still waiting for the rest of the games mentioned earlier to get underway in the latter part of the slate. Nottie stepping out of the box, resetting the pitch clock. The third baseman of the Raptors awaits a 1-0 pitch from the starting right-hander, Casey Burfield. Right-hander set, the 1-0. This is down to the dirt. Backpick looking over at first in time. Beauchesne caught napping. Wada supplies the tag in time to end the inning. So it'll be the 7-8-9 spots to lead off the home half of the seventh inning for the Raptors. To the seventh we go, 5-2 the score in favor of Wisconsin Rapids. You're listening to Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media Station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people. The same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
Let's get back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top seven here from Winter Field, 5-2 the score. Your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors leading the Lacrosse Loggers on this Sunday matinee at home. New pitcher in the ballgame for Wisconsin Rapids, Tristan Krusenberry's day is done out of the bullpen, and man, was he fantastic. Carlos Anziani, the right-hander from LSU Shreveport, will take over as the third pitcher this afternoon for Kirk Schreider's Raptors. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors, back here with you on WFHR. Whether you're tuning in on your FM AM dials or on the Civic Media app, thank you so much for hanging out with us this afternoon for the seventh home game of this season and game 12 of 72. Krusenberry finishes throwing 54 pitches in four innings, allowing one hit, no runs, no walks, and five punchies for the right-hander out of Campbellsville. It's the Bronx, New York native Carlos Anziani to take over, the redshirt junior making his third appearance out of the bullpen so far this summer. He gets the 9-1-2 spots in the logger order. First pitch to the switch-hitting shortstop, Gable Mitchell, misses outside for a ball. Anziani last worked in that 17-10 loss at Wausau last Saturday, throwing one inning, allowing five hits, four earned runs, no walks, no strikeouts, and faced eight woodchuck hitters late on in that ballgame. The 1-0 to Mitchell. Swing and a miss. It's 1-1. Anziani's first appearance came here at home in the home opener, May 28th, that Tuesday night against the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. Threw a scoreless inning, walked two, struck out one, faced just one over the minimum in that defeat. Anziani set the 1-1. That one's there on the outside corner for a called strike, another heater out of the hand of Anziani, 91 on the gun. He's ahead of all in two strikes here on Gable Mitchell. Ryan Kucherek on deck, Zach Wattis to follow here in this seventh inning. The 1-2. This one hit in the air, shallow left field. Onati, the third baseman, giving chase, sliding out McIntosh. There's no play to be made. That bloop single is going to fall to begin this top of the seventh inning for the Loggers. First hit of the day for Gable Mitchell. Another shout-out to WFHR right here for the PA system at Winter Field. Make sure to tune into all 72 games this year. We got 60 more after this one. A whole summer to come hang out and watch some baseball together. Ryan Kucherek's up for the fourth time today. He's got the hat trick right now. Three strikeouts for the leadoff batter and second baseman for the Loggers. First pitch to him, hit on a line. That gets past the glove of Mason Onati into left field for a base hit. Back-to-back singles off Anziani here in the seventh. Loggers got something brewing with two aboard and nobody out. Nobody warming up in the Raptor bullpen down the line. A couple bodies staying loose and stretching, using their J-bands and moving around. Bring up the two hitters, Zach Wattis. Wattis hit by a pitch, a scary sight in the first inning, had to get checked out for a few minutes. Following that, drew a walk in the second, most recently struck out swinging against Tristan Krusenberry to end the fourth.